Each step is like a candle burning in the night. It does not take the darkness away, but it guides us through the darkness. When we look back after many small steps of love, we will discover that we have made a long and beautiful journey. Henry Nouwen. Leroy and I never talked about our struggles or our disabilities. We didn't have to. We just sort of looked at each other like, "You too? I thought I was the only one." That's how our friendship started. D'Artagnan. Chapter 1. Praying for a Champion. If you could reverse the wheels and unbreak the bones, revive the dead and sober up the nights, if you could erase the scars and outrun the ghosts, then perhaps a story could have begun. But instead, the funeral, the accident, the evictions, there is nothing glorious about origins, especially when painfully disguised as endings. To two young men, boys really, who wandered haunted and hapless, every day felt like a cosmic mistake, until one fateful fall, on a beat-up high school wrestling mat jammed against some rickety bleachers in a decrepit high school gym. When that hopeless bunch of endings converged to unknowingly begin anew. The Heartland sows a common dream that sons will one day become champions. In the world of high school wrestling, there is no more revered path for the molding of those champions than St. Edward High School. Fathers move their families to Ohio, and to the Cleveland area in particular, to give their sons one chance, what they see as the best chance in life, the opportunity to wrestle at St. Ed's, which has built a reputation as both a college prep high school and a wrestling dynasty, holding the state record for most individual state champions, 105, and most team championships, 30, since 1978. Every fall, 60 to 70 teens walk onto the St. Ed's wrestling mats to battle for 14 coveted varsity spots. Few of them are unknown, each grinding out 50 matches a year in youth wrestling feeder programs from the time they are 7 years old. They understand the honor at stake. They deem the pressure noble. The intensity within the St. Edward High School wrestling facility is akin to any Division I college program in the country. The temperature in the room intentionally holds at 90 degrees, dripping with the stench of warriors past. Sights set on identifying the creme de la creme among the talent pool, the head coach circles the room while a dozen technique coaches bark orders, many former collegiate All-Americans in their own rights. The Eagles believe that champions breed champions. The yearning to uphold the tradition and legacy of the green and gold singlet is palpable, and outside of practice, the bar rises ever higher as many parents drive their sons to additional strength sessions with personal trainers or open mats at wrestling facilities. Athletes opt to ride the stationary bikes during their lunch periods to cut weight. They feed off of one another's contagious enthusiasm and tireless dedication. Through discipline and hard work, they believe they will be victors, both on the mats and in life. 7 miles down Lorraine Road, a main artery of the city, over crumbling pavement and into boarded-up neighborhoods of stray dogs and lost souls, lies another local high school, Lincoln West High School, an atrophied limb of Cleveland's decaying city school district. Lincoln's athletes don't funnel out of a system. They straggle in off the streets of this lower-class, predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. Carrie McKinney was substitute teaching at Lincoln West when he inquired about an open wrestling coach position in 2006. "Is it JV or varsity?" he asked. "Whatever you want it to be," the athletic director answered. Carrie McKinney grew up enmeshed in the Ohio wrestling culture and was coached by the legendary John Duplay, an Ohio Wrestling Hall of Famer and a pioneer in recruiting African Americans like McKinney to the sport. Twice McKinney advanced to the Ohio State Championships for Warrensville Heights High School. His senior year title match in 1991 is regarded as one of the greatest matches in the history of the state tournament.